When you hear the words housing crisis, what do you think? You may well picture our cities and the heady prices for modest bungalows in the suburbs where kids can grow up with a real sense of neighbourhood. And you've probably heard someone moan about how the young people today want too much, too soon. You know, kids don't share bedrooms anymore. The family has two cars. Well, those demands, they push up prices. But is housing necessarily much more affordable if you move out of the cities into regional towns? Can families move out and snap up a bargain? A big house, for example, with a big yard where the kids can play and there's loads of fresh, clean country air. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, Professor Andrew Beer is Dean of Research and Innovation at the University of South Australia. He's a fellow of both the Housing Studies Association and the Regional Australia Association, and he joins me now in Adelaide. Andrew, welcome to Counterpoint.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
Well, look, we hear about the sea change and we think of that, you know, ABC program and going down by the beach, but really we use that to mean getting out of a big city, slowing down in life, going to a regional area, you know, joining the community and paying a lot less for housing. How does that sound?
Look, I think it sounds fantastic. The trouble is that too often it just isn't true.
Now, why isn't it true?
Well, it isn't true because too many of us sign up for that dream and then we rush into an attractive location. It might be by the coast, or it might be in the southern highlands of New South Wales, or it might be out in a very attractive rural region like the Barossa Valley or the Coonawarra region. And we all rush in, we quickly gobble up all the housing and it pushes up prices. So all of a sudden people find their dream of a rural ideal disappears in very high mortgages or very, very high rents.
Well, the other thing is, it's all very well to say, I want to go and live in regional Australia, but you have to be able to get a job there, don't you, to pay the mortgage, even if it's a smaller mortgage. Affordability isn't just the cash price for the house.
No, it isn't. That's exactly right. And one of the things about regional Australia is that while the purchase price of a property might be lower, on average, incomes are much lower in country Australia as well. So many people might move to those regions, then find they're working for a salary at 40 to 60% of what they were earning previously. And that makes finding a house they can afford very, very difficult.
So I wonder what it is that people in rural towns think when they hear talk about the housing crisis and all they see on television are apartment blocks in Sydney and houses in Sydney suburbs that look, you know, pretty flash. And they realise that they've got a problem out in regional Australia and no one gives a damn. Well, you obviously do, but is this widespread around Australia or is it in pockets of regional Australia where it's harder to get a house at a reasonable price?
Look, I think there are some pockets in regional Australia where it's very, very difficult. So if you want to live on the Surf Coast in Victoria or at Tweed Heads or in the Southern Highlands, it's incredibly expensive and it has been like that for years. But other times, even finding a home in one of the less popular areas can be very expensive, because one of the problems we often overlook is that we just don't build new housing stock in our rural areas. Often that housing stock is 50, 60, 70 or even 100 years old, and we haven't been building in those places. So if you're choosing to live there, you're really going to be competing hard to find a place to buy.
Now, you talk about a recent report from Demographia showing that Sydney was ranked second least affordable next to Hong Kong.
Just underneath Hong Kong. And unfortunately, Sydney has been at the top of that league table for the best part of a decade. And it really does suggest that there's been a housing boom in Sydney ongoing for quite some time now.
And apparently Australia has what you describe as the dubious distinction of having four of the 10 least affordable housing markets. Well, that's unattractive to know. And that Melbourne was ranked 10th most unaffordable housing market. Okay. Now, then you go into regional areas. Now, I know where Tweed Heads is, but for the life of me, where is Whinjacaraby?
Whinjacaraby is in the Southern Highlands, so southwest of Sydney. And it's a very attractive part of the world. It's orchards, it's large homes, but also it's a number of communities such as Barrel, which have established communities where all of a sudden people who have lived there for generations find they simply can't afford to buy a home.
And is part of that because cashed up people from the cities at the top end of town, buy a place in Barrel or somewhere in the Highlands or, you know, Tweed Heads or whatever for the as a weekend or as a holiday house, and that they're buying up the stocks. And if new stocks aren't being built, then the people who live there, that's their town, not their holiday home, that's where they live, find it hard to get housing because people flush with cash are coming in from the big cities.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, essentially, local communities are being crowded out. The only stock that's being built is stock for wealthy people buying holiday homes or investment properties, and often those new homes are only occupied 3 weeks in the year. Maybe that's a function of tax laws, and maybe that's a function just of these people having the wealth to be able to splurge on a second or a third home. But the bottom line is that if you live in that community, all of a sudden you find that your rates might be going up, and at the same time you can't actually afford to live in that community, or your kids can't afford to live in that community, so they're forced to move to another town further away.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, we've covered the aspect of, you know, cashed up millennials, I suppose, coming down, or they might be cashed up baby boomers coming down or up and buying out stock for their holiday homes. But the other side, and to the disadvantage of locals, but the other side works as well, where locals get upset because, understandably, you know, if you lived in a place that had orchards and rolling greens and stuff, you'd be supporting the local council putting bans on development and bans on more housing stock because you don't want the ambience of your area disturbed. I mean, in South Australia, for example, that comes up in the wine regions, McLaren Vale, for example, or down where I have a beach house at Encounter Bay. You know, we don't want all the farming land taken up because it'll be just another suburb if we do that.
And I guess this is where this issue becomes really quite challenging, because at one level, we need to protect those environments, and I'm certainly not advocating that we rip up everything and cover it with concrete so we can put houses down. But at the same time,